Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. We come here from Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. Amen. Tuning in live here tonight to our Friday night explosion service. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here this night, we're going to get into a service. Amen. We know that God is moving. Amen. God has been speaking. Praise the Lord. Amen. So with that being said, just tune in here, Victory Outreach Milwaukee, live Facebook. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So with that being said, here this night, amen, we're going to worship the Lord. Amen. We're going to praise God. Amen. And we also have a powerful message in store for you. Amen. We know that God is moving, right? He's doing tremendous, tremendous things in Victory Outreach International. Amen. But here this night, amen, God is on the move, right? So with that being said, just log in, amen, tune in. Facebook Live is going down here tonight, Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. Tune in. Praise the Lord. Here this night, we're going to get into some announcements. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our first announcement here this night, amen, is Sunday celebration service. Amen. We have our Sunday celebration service with special speaker and testimony. Amen. From Brother Lalo and Selena. Amen. And a word from our very own senior pastor, Charlie Reyna, at 9 a.m. for prayer, 10 a.m. service live on Facebook. Amen. I know you have Facebook. I got Facebook. Our very own senior pastor, he has Facebook. Amen. Victory Outreach International has an online Facebook as well. Amen. But tune in live for Victory Outreach Milwaukee. Amen. Let's make sure to tune in and share with our friends, with our families. Amen. So they can subscribe as well on Victory Outreach Milwaukee Facebook. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that was our first announcement. Now our second announcement, praise the Lord, is our Great Lakes Regional Service with Evangelist Roy De La Garza. It's postponed. Amen. We had a scheduled date. It was planned. It was scheduled. It was established. Amen. But it's postponed until further notice. Praise the Lord. Amen. But with that being said, you know, we're still going to worship God. We're still going to serve God, right? And how many know that we are the church, right? We are the church. Church doesn't stop. Amen. We continue with the Bible studies. Amen. Just to get in God's word. Praise the Lord. With that being said, we also have another announcement. Our next announcement is continue to be a faithful giver. Amen. Continue to be a faithful giver. Right, using the Cash App, amen, we have a symbol with the money sign, VO Milwaukee. It's the money sign, VO Milwaukee, right? Or if you would like to drop off your tithes, offering, or pledge, right, we have a pledge here in Victory Outreach Milwaukee, amen, we want to stay faithful to that. Praise the Lord, amen. Call Sister Lily at 414-779-8098. Amen. For more details, she'll give you more information, right? We want to stay faithful to that. Amen. We want to be givers in the church of God, in the house of God. Amen. And that's just the way we worship God as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And our last very announcement here this night is all life groups are still ongoing. Amen. We're still having our Bible studies. Amen. We're still going to have our Bible studies. Amen. And we know that God is doing something special in Victory Outreach Milwaukee, right? There's revival taking place in the houses of Milwaukee, right? The church is growing, amen, with people coming to the life groups, right? People are being worked with, discipled, trained, taught the word of God. Amen. And God is on the move. Amen. So if you hear God is speaking to you here this night, amen, I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you, come to these life groups. Amen. Men are being changed. Women are being changed. Young people are being changed. The power of God is on the move. Amen. So don't limit yourself. Amen. God has something for you as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And with that being all said, we know that our associate pastor here this night, he's going to give the word, right? And he's a great man of God, right? He's a great man of God, and he's my leader. Amen. I feel privileged, amen, to call him up. Amen. He's a men's home director, right? I came into the men's home about 4 years ago. Amen. I didn't know how to sweep. Praise the Lord. He taught me everything I know, but he coached me. Amen. But with that being said, I just want to call up our associate pastor, Pastor Felipe, as he comes and share the word of God here tonight. Praise the Lord. Victory Irish, Milwaukee.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, once again, as Brother Pedro was sharing here this night, we're going to be on Facebook Live tonight, also Sunday morning service. So we just thank you, those that are tuning in. We appreciate taking your time and joining us because, as Brother Pedro was sharing, how many know that we are the true church? That church doesn't stop. It's not a building. It's not a location. But we are the church. Jesus didn't die for a building, but he died for you and I. So that's why we're continuing. And I want to take this time to thank our senior pastor, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, that he has envisioned us, and we continue to go forward, that the word of God doesn't stop. I believe Apostle Paul said that though I'm in chains, the word of the Lord does not stop. And though we may not be meeting together, we're right there in your living room, in your house, in your phone. Amen. Some of you may be getting out the shower or eating, laying in bed. Whatever you're doing, we want to thank you. We appreciate your time. We want to let you know that we love you all the way from Victory Outreach, Milwaukee, wherever you're at, wherever you're tuning in from. And we just want to share also real quickly that you can let somebody know. Let a friend know. Tag somebody. You can go ahead and tag your friend, a family member, because how many know that we all have somebody, a family member or friend, who needs Jesus, who needs salvation, and especially within these times. So what a better time that as the world or the government is saying to stay indoors, that the word of God can still travel. So thank God for technology, and thank God most of all that the word of God still goes forth. So once again, we just want to thank you here this night for tuning in. And if you're there, just go ahead and share a thumbs up, a happy face, you know, and just so that we can see that you're there joining us, that you're enjoying this time. And again, take this time and just go ahead and tag somebody, share this, and let's go just continue to spread the word of God. Amen. So as Brother Pedro was sharing, I have a message here this night I want to share with everybody who's there, with our church, with Victory Outreach Milwaukee, and those of you tuning in. I have a message, a word I believe is a simple word. It's only one scripture, a simple word, and I just pray that I get this across the right way to communicate, and just simply what I believe God has given me for us to hear. So if you're there with us, why don't you just join us in prayer? Right there where you have, go ahead and pray with me, and we're going to continue right now with prayer. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we love you and thank you. We always give you all glory and honor, and we thank you that you have saved us for such a time as this, a privilege that your word always goes forth, that your word cannot be stopped. And because of that, I ask still of your anointing, Lord God, for we are nothing apart from your anointing. I am nothing without your anointing. So again, I pray, Lord, of your anointing upon your word, your message upon my life to preach this gospel. And to those that are tuning in, I ask here this night, open their hearts. Those that are there in their houses, living rooms, driving, wherever they may be at, coming off of work, going home with family members, open their houses, open their hearts, and step into their lives for your word to cut into all our hearts and speak to us throughout these times. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, once again, just real briefly, For those that may not know, my name is Pastor Felipe. At one time, I wasn't Pastor Felipe. I was anything but Pastor Felipe. I was running around, had my own agenda, had my own thoughts, my own ideas. Amen. But I believe that's all of us. And there within your living room, within your home, I think at times we get our own thoughts. And I believe especially with what's going on in the world has their thoughts. So I just want to share God's thoughts. And that's my focus. Again, that's what I want to convey here this night. But I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. I was saved at a young age. I was blessed. I want to use the word lucky. But I know that there is no such thing as luck, that God is in control. And here this night, again, I just want to say that whatever may be going on, do not let fear or anxiety, which I want to speak about in a minute, take control over your life, because I want to let you know that God is in control. And there this night, whether you're next to a family member, you may want to visit somebody and you can't visit them because of certain restrictions or laws, you can pray for them. And I believe there's so much more power in prayer that we limit ourselves. And again, I believe I'm going to speak about that, but I was saved at the age of 22. Long story short, I was married at 24. My wife wasn't saved at the time. I wanted to serve the Lord. She met me when I was in the world partying and drinking and doing all kinds of things. And then she met me in Jesus. And so my goal at that time was to get her saved. We were married. And I say this a lot. At the age of 24, we were married. We had a little honeymoon stay in downtown Chicago. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning, we drove here to Milwaukee, and we've never looked back. And this is where God has done a work in my life. I've been saved, and I counted saved for about 8 years, 2012. I got here to Milwaukee, and that's when I believe the Lord started doing an inner work, a deep work. And so here this night, I pray that God does a deeper work in your life. And I don't know where you're at, but there in your house or in your living room, you may have a Bible. And I ask that you go ahead and grab that Bible. I'm going to give you some time. Get a Bible, get a notebook and a pen that you may take notes, write down the scriptures, follow along with me throughout your Bible. That way we can interact and then you can hear the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to penetrate your heart as it did within my life. I've been serving the Lord for over 8 years now. And it seems like a long time, but to me, those 8 years have flown by. It's very, I count those years very short because I know that there's so much to do for the Lord. I spent 22 years not having a purpose, no direction. I thought that just because I had a job and finances or money, that was a solution. But I came to understand that brought me nowhere. Inside, I had a void. And I just want to let you know that if you find yourself here this night that you may have a job, your job got canceled, you can't go anywhere, and you're trying to fill that void with TV or Netflix, that this is a better option. You fill your void with the Word of God. And that's what I want to speak about here this night. I thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank my pastor. I thank this ministry, Victory Outreach International. That's all over the world. You can tune in Milwaukee, across the seas, Mexico, Panama, everywhere, and hear the Word of God. I want to thank my wife, who's next to me, who puts up with me, and who's giving me a beautiful child, little Genesis, and we're expecting another little baby. And lastly, I want to thank our Victory Homes that I have a privilege to run. My wife and I, we've been directing the Victory Homes for about ongoing 7 years. I lost count. I'm just grateful to be in a position where my pastor believed in me, and I'm able to spend time to impart, and not only to impart, but to learn from the men within the home. So I want to just say a shout out to all the directors and all the men, all the Victory Homes, that you stay in position and allow God to do His work. Amen. Praise the Lord. So here this night, if you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, and we're only reading one verse. 1 Samuel chapter 3, we're going to read verse 1. First Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 reads like this from the New Living Translation. It says, "Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon." Amen. I know I already prayed in here this night. So once again, if you're there tuning in, if you just joined in, we welcome you. We pray that you be blessed. And I pray that this message just touches your heart and it gives us something for us to feed on. But most of all, that it gives us stability. And here this night, I pray that where you're at, if you need hope, if you need direction, that if you need purpose, if you need something within your life, I'm just here as a messenger. I cannot offer you these things, but I can point you to the one that does. And I know many years ago, as I got saved as a young man with no purpose and no direction and just being lost and trying to find my way through life, I hit many obstacles and many barriers. And I believe it's only because of the saving grace of Jesus Christ that I'm here in this day, years later, saved, no longer drinking alcohol, no longer getting high, smoking weed, no longer stealing, no longer just being out there lost in the streets. But I can let you know with an assurance that it's because of the faith and hope that I have in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so here this night, wherever you're at, again, if you're tuning in, if you're there joining us, I want to thank and we welcome you. And I want to convey this simple message found in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon." Now, what I want to share here this night is I want to tie in a little bit, not too much, of what's going on around us. Because I know that it's evident and it's real and we can't escape it. Jesus said, though you live in the world, you're not of the world. And within that area, we still have to remain obedient because God blesses obedience. We cannot be disobedient and expect for God's blessings. So I know wherever you're at, maybe you're in Chicago, you're in California, you're here in Milwaukee, there's different restrictions. You can't gather. You can't go out after 8 p.m., 9 p.m. You can't go to the store. You can only shop for certain items. And those are things that we don't want to hear. I titled this message, "What We Truly Need." The title of my message is, "What We Truly Need." And before I get ahead of my notes, I'm going to focus in just on one area. And I'm going to share a little bit behind this verse. Because I believe that what we truly need here this night is not going to be found out there in the world. It's not going to be found in any scientist's field. It's not going to be found in the government. Sad to say, it might not even be found in the president, in the White House. There's a saying that goes, God will not fix the White House until he fixes the church house. So God's looking to fix you and I. We are his church and we are his people. He's not concerned with those that are out there because he died on the cross for all of us. But as we carry the answer, it's you and I who need to know what really matters here this night. And I can safely say that my life, my mind, my heart has in no way, shape, or form been obstructed or been interrupted. That I'm not scared and I don't fear and I don't have doubt of what's going on and if this happens and all that talk or hearsay does not enter my heart. Because here this night, I know what truly matters. And as I speak here this night, once again, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to just keep saying that because I know we're going live and this is something we're going to keep doing. So go ahead and share that with family that they can hear the word of God. But here this night, there's a lot of things that we hear. And often there's things that we do not want to hear. And we don't want to hear being quarantined. We don't want to hear don't go out after 9 p.m. If we're adults, we have our own lives and we want to live our lives. But at times, we need to know what we truly need to hear. And so that's what I want to share here this night. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. That's a scripture you can look up in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Solomon was saying there's nothing new under the sun. In other words, what's happening now has already happened in some way, shape, or form. And for those of you who like history and who look up facts and look up all these things, if you look up the first year that the flu hit, influenza, 98 or 88 years back, it had also a sort of epidemic where over 500,000 people passed away. So there's similarities in what's going on, only the way people, the media, or however it's portrayed, we can think nothing like this has ever happened, but the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. In other words, something's already happened to this capacity, but what God's trying to tell you and I is how are we going to handle it according to his word. And here this night, you may not have a Bible, you may not have a home church. I think maybe at these times, we can take for granted what it's like to gather in a church. We can take for granted what it's like to come in and worship and lift our hands and sing and meet and greet one another. I mean, they're saying right now that they limit social contact, that they don't want people to touch hands and they don't want people to hug one another. They're limiting fellowship. When the Bible says the disciples devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to breaking of bread, to prayer, to fellowship, to all these things, it's what built the early church. And I just want to share here this night that we have to realize really at times what we have and where we're in our homes, we're enjoying the comfort of our own houses, living rooms, wherever we may be at. Let's not take for granted those times. We came to church. Now we back then we thought it might have been a sacrifice to wake up early and go to church. We thought it might have been a sacrifice. It's too late. I got to go to work early the next morning. Well, a lot of people may not be going to work in these times. This is our work. The Word of God, being the church, expressing ourselves in true love as Jesus, that's our true work. When Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman at the well, and the disciples came, and they said, "Aren't you even hungry? We brought you back your food." In other words, they were saying, "We went all this way, we walked, we're tired, and you're not even going to eat." And Jesus' words was, "I have food that you know nothing of." And that was what satisfied his life, was letting people know the true answer, letting people know what they truly needed. And here this night, I don't exactly know your need, but I know that Jesus can satisfy that need. That Jesus can satisfy that need in your family, in that household, in that situation, in that job, in a finance, that no matter what is going on, I'm here to say here this night that Jesus can meet your need. Because there is nothing new under the sun. There in the portion of scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 3, we find ourselves many things going on. And a quick background is just, this is a time where the nation of Israel were God's chosen possession. And you and I are a chosen possession here this night. I want to let you know here this night that no matter where you find yourself, that you may be feeling overwhelmed, you may have feelings of anxiety, you may have feelings of depression, or you may have even suicidal thoughts, you may have interruptions, and you don't know what to do. I want to let you know that the Bible says you're God's special possession. And I want you to hold on to that thought throughout this message. Because what was going on in this area of scripture, in this time, the nation of Israel, God's own chosen possession, were already taken out of slavery, much like you and I. A lot of us are saved by grace. I believe many of us here this night should be grateful that Jesus stepped into our lives. And as they were taken out of slavery, out of Egypt, we all know the story. We've seen the movie. We've seen Moses and the 10 plagues, and if that was a pop quiz, I think many of us would fail. We wouldn't know the 10 plagues. Amen. You guys probably know some of the answers to Netflix better than those. It goes to show what we truly need here this night. And as they were taken out of Egypt, Moses led them. They crossed the Red Sea. They went through the wilderness 40 years. Moses passed the baton to Joshua. Joshua led them, conquered cities, conquered land, divided land, and they settled in, and they were enjoying the promises of God. But then the Bible says, you can read that later in Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25. It said, "In those days, Israel had no king. All the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes. Though God would raise up judges to guide his people, the plan would not work. The people kept rebelling." They went for a period of over 300 years of just rebelling, saying, "No, God, save us." I think many of us find ourselves there. How many find yourself there? You do good, we forget about God. We go about our business, we may get a good job, we get blessed, and we may get a little area, we get fired, finances are short, they left us, they broke up with us, and we go back and we run to God. "I need a new job," or "I need this, and help me, my family," and God answers our prayer. And before you know it, we forget about the Lord, we go on about our business. And we only go to God in times of trouble. Someone called that a 9/11 Christian. We only talk to the Lord in times of trouble. That should not be us. So then after a while, God decided to raise up a man named Samuel to continue and lead his people. And this is where we find the man Samuel that God raised up to have an answer in that time. And I believe here this night that God wants to raise up you and I to have an answer that society doesn't have. That again, maybe the government, the president, we need to pray for our government. We really do. But the answer is going to come from the Word of God. And unless they're serving Jesus, they're not going to find the answer. We might get through this. We might go back to normal. And we might forget about the Lord. Let's pray that that is not us here this night. God decided to raise up Samuel through the prophet Eli. It says, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon. I want to focus on that latter part. And I'm just going to speak about how at times what we truly need is the Word of God. But as we read there in that portion of Scripture, the Word of the Lord was very rare. Visions were quite uncommon. I'm not going to speak about visions, but what I want to touch on is that in our times that I believe the Word of God should not be rare. I believe that you and I should have an answer. If not, I'm not speaking about a cure for a disease. I'm talking about an answer for the inside. That at times people lack, that people don't know, and they don't know who to trust and what to believe. But I want to let you know here this night, if you can hear me, if you're tuning in, if you're just walking in, that the answer is found in the Word of God. And there's so much Word for you and I that this can satisfy our life. There's so much Word that the Bible says the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That I don't have to wait for the government. I don't have to tune in to the news. I don't have to wait. And so here's saying, what are they saying? I have to go. I can go directly to the Word of God myself. And that is what I believe that we need. That is why I believe that the Lord placed this scripture within my heart. That in that moment, the Word of God was rare. Though there was a priest, though he was set up, though there was tabernacles, sacrifice in the people of Israel, God still could not find someone to speak to. And sad to say, at times that can still happen, even within our lives. All these church buildings, but yet, did God ever find someone to speak to? And I don't want this message to go to take it in a bad way. I want to encourage you. And here this night, I was speaking to the men. Again, I have the privilege of sharing with the men. And I was letting them know, I want to encourage you. And if you get mad at me. So you can go search the Word of God. Go search the Scriptures. So you can see who God is. The Bible says, taste and see that He is good. And here this night, I believe that's what we need. Just to continue in taste of the Lord. That at times like this, we have an answer. I want to speak about a few areas before I get into that message. And the first thing I want to speak about is the person. The first thing I want to speak about is the person. I'm going to share very briefly on these subjects so I can get into my main point. And the person was Samuel. And that person was a promised child. And you can read in that first portion of Scripture, chapter 1, where Samuel's mother was Hannah. And Hannah, for many years, went to the temple and for many years prayed, and she couldn't have a child. And for many years endured hardship from a husband who neglected her. And here this night, again, the Bible ties in and shares so much for you and I to learn. That we may have relationships. We may at times have marriages. And I can speak, for I am too married. And I don't want to take my marriage for granted. But here this night, you can have a relationship. You may be married. And you can feel neglected and not wanted. Finding yourself in a position where Hannah found herself. Going to the house of the Lord year after year. Praying and seeking the face of God and not finding an answer. But one day, as she never gave up. And I believe that's what you and I need to do, is not give up, especially within times like these. That no matter what's going on and what people say or family say or the government say, there is no giving up within our lives. Year after year, Hannah would get ridiculed year after year. She would get neglected, not days and not months, but years and years and years. Until finally the Lord answered her life and gave her a child. And I want to just tie this in very briefly. In our walk with Christianity, we need to pray for disciples. We need to pray for men of God, women of God, youth of God to raise up that are going to come in times like these and answer the call. And I want to let you know that it's not going to happen any other way. And they're not going to walk into church by themselves. They're not going to hear this message unless we let them know and share this message and tag this message so they can hear the word of God. We need to pray people into the church. That is our mission. So Hannah prayed. The Lord answered her prayer. And Samuel is a promised child. I have a promise from the Lord. And hear this now, you can have a promise from the Lord that is greater than any financial blessing, that is greater than anything else that you can bet and rest assured that God will fulfill his promise. I have a promise from the Lord that I hold on to in my difficult moments. Samuel was a promised child. He was dedicated to the Lord. Dedicated is just a fancy word that means set apart. In other words, he was set apart to do the work of God. And here this night, I know that we are hearing this message, but I also want to share and just let you know that you and I are set apart for one thing and one thing only, and that is to do the work of God. And we may find ourselves, maybe at times, doing another work, and we have jobs, and that's okay. We need jobs. We need finances, but our true job is to do the work of the Lord. Our true job is to find out, to answer the call of God that brings true satisfaction. And that is who Samuel was. A promised child that was dedicated to the Lord at a young age. My question is, what are we dedicating our time to at such a time as this? Because time is valuable. There's a saying that goes that there's one thing that you can never gain back, and that is time. And so how we spend our time really matters. What do we do in times like these? We can enjoy one another's company. We could binge hours of Netflix. But why can't we binge hours in the Bible? Or why can't we binge an hour of prayer? Why can't we go and separate and seek the face of God? Because this is who Samuel was. That's the person. The second thing I want to speak about is the process. The process I want to speak about is what Samuel did. And what Samuel did, the Bible says in that one verse, meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. And I want to speak briefly about serving. Because hear this, now we serve everywhere we go. Our pastor was on a series of commitment. And we stayed in a series of commitment. We went on a series of holiness. And right now we're speaking on building. A series of building the temple, the work of God. But as we spoke about commitment, there was something that continually came to my spirit, and that was serving. That regardless of what we do, we're always going to serve. We're going to serve a job site. We're going to serve at him or her. We're going to serve at a sport. We're going to serve at an event. We always find ourselves serving. Serving to the flesh, catering to many needs. But what we find out in this portion of scripture is that Samuel served Eli. He served the Lord by assisting Eli. He was that next generation to the pioneer generation. I don't want to go there right now, but he was in position. And that's what I believe that many of us need to do. And hear this now, you may not know your position. I want to let you know that you can walk in, you can tune in, and you can receive a position in Victory Outreach International. As I got saved many years ago, I did not know my position. I was just grateful that Jesus had touched my life, and I was willing to do anything and everything to get a hold of what he had for me. So I was willing to assist that person. I was willing to assist that brother. I was willing to assist in the temple. I was willing to assist when nobody else was willing to. And to this day, that is still what I do. That I keep my hands to the plow. As we heard this morning, that I get a new grip on the things of the Lord. And I continue to assist my pastor. I continue to assist what the word of God tells me to do. Because I want to be a servant. And nothing else here this night can bring satisfaction like serving the Lord. The process is very important. I know I'm going to jump ahead of my notes here, but there's a saying that goes, when God's person accepts God's process, he becomes God's product. And there's many things for us to learn. When God's person accepts God's process, they become God's product. And I truly believe here this night that God is wanting to build something. As we see in Jeremiah, where he found himself at the potter's house and the potter was making the clay. And that's just an example of what the Lord wants to build in our lives, that he's shaping our lives, that he can use this. The Bible says that all things work for the good of those that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. And we need to remain ourselves in that process. Now, you may not know what your process looks like. It can start by waking up early and reading your Bible. It can start by spending some time in prayer and making it a daily habit. Because Jesus said, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so my question is, how often do we see ourselves and spend time in the Bible? I remember when I first, before I got saved, what changed my life is someone handed me the Bible. I saw somebody read the Bible for the very first time in my life. I always believed in God. I always knew someone existed higher, but I never personally met who the Lord was. What changed my life is someone gave me the Bible. They just told me to read it. The simple instructions was just keep reading it. You're not going to understand it. You're going to get bored, but never stop reading it. And to this day, that's all that I do. I read every day, every morning, midnight, night, and I continue to just read the Word of God and allow it to penetrate it because I want to remain in the process. I know that God has something great within my life, and here this night, I know that God also has something great within your life. Whether you're hearing this message, you may not believe it. I want your faith to be activated and your faith to be stirred in the God that I serve, in the God that is speaking into your life, that is tugging at your heart, that wants you, that is holding on to that process. That word servant simply means one that serves others. Or I like this definition, one that performs duties about the person or home of a master or personal employer. And what we find there in that portion of scripture is, as a young boy, Samuel learned to serve, not to be served. A trait that he carried as he continued to serve the nation of Israel. As a young man, he was taught to serve. I'm grateful for the example that my dad, my father gave me to work and to have a great work ethic, to serve. That I carry that to this day, to be able to serve others. And as a young boy, Samuel learned to serve so that when he stepped into his role, when he became God's product, he was able to apply this. We find it in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23 through 25. If you have your Bibles, it says, as for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. And I will continue to teach you what is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. Think of all the wonderful things he has done for you. But if you continue to sin, you and your king will be swept away. But I want to focus on where it says, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. I will continue to teach you what is good and right. He always served. And he always served willingly and with a glad heart. Because he knew the person he was, a promise from the Lord. And here this night, I want to let you know that you are a promise from God. The Bible says that salvation is a free gift. We're all saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, you can have salvation right now, there in your living room, there in your house, as you're watching. If you never met Jesus, you can meet him here this night. And you can begin to be that person that he's called you to be to. You can begin to enter that process, to learn the process, so that you can become his product. The last thing I want to speak about before I get into it, my main point is just the product. I want to speak about what happened there in that portion of scripture. There's a saying that goes, there's three types of people. Those who saw what happened, those who know what happened, and those that asked, what happened? There's three types of people. And I want to be that person that knows what happened, that keeps his hands to the plow. I want to be able to become God's product. And many times we find ourselves just asking what's going on. We find ourselves just maybe looking, not getting engaged. And in that portion of scripture, you find that it reads, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon. My question is, why were messages from the Lord very rare? And I just wrote down three simple areas. Or should I say, I wrote down two simple areas. And the first one is, people were not in position. And as I mentioned earlier, even though Eli was there serving, he was of old age. And when Samuel, as a young man, came and knocked at his door, and the Lord was speaking to Samuel, he thought it was Eli. You can read it in that chapter later on. And he didn't understand until later that God was speaking to Samuel. There wasn't that many people really in position for the Lord to use. It's hard for the Lord to use someone he can't find. And here this night, I believe with all my heart that God wants to use you and I within a time like this. But is he able to find us in position? Is he able to find us in our secret prayer closet? Is he able to find us sharing the good news? Not sharing fear or doubt, not sharing what the world is sharing, but sharing what the Word of God has to say. That the lamp, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet, that we are the salt of the earth, that the tongue has the power of life and death, and those that love it will eat its fruit. That the Bible says, how good is a timely reply. That the Bible says, blessed are those that do not walk in step with the wicked or sit in the way that sinners take or walk in the company of mockers, but blessed are those whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And on that law they meditate day and night. It goes on to say, they shall be like streams or by trees planted, by streams of water, that whatever they do shall prosper, yielding its fruit in season. I want to be like that tree that in any given season I should always have fruit. In any given moment, I know that I can expect a harvest from the Lord. Because I meditate on the word of the Lord, finding myself in position. Because it's hard for the Lord to use someone that he cannot find. It's even harder for the Lord to utilize someone he cannot trust. God needs to trust you and I. And I believe that there's people that he can trust. I believe that as we're giving our trust to that person, an individual, an employer, a boss, we can give that same trust to Jesus. We can give that same trust to the one that never lets us down. To the one the Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. To the one the Bible says, we can always ask and we shall receive. Jesus said, ask and I shall give you. Knock and you shall find. Seek and the door shall be open. That's the one that I want to go to every single day. That's the one that I want to trust. That even though I'm at my worst, Jesus is always at his best. And I know he's looking for a faithful people who will believe in who he is. But why were messages from the Lord very rare? The second reason is that people cared about their own needs more than the Lord's. And again, in that portion of scripture, we find that the sons of Eli were not really doing the work of the Lord. They cared more about themselves. And I just want to let you know that, yes, we matter. I'm not saying don't take care of yourself. We matter. But as you take care of God's business, he takes care of your business. That's why the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added on to you. And the Bible also goes on to say that think of others more higher than yourself. An attribute that's not taught by the world standards. It's not taught in schools, in business, in colleges. It's not taught to teach. It's not taught that to place others above yourselves. But that's what the Bible teaches. Because we need to care about what others are going through, as Jesus had compassion for the multitudes. God wants to bless, but he needs to know we can handle those blessings. God wants to give us all that we desire, but he needs to know that he can trust as he blesses our lives. There's a saying that always sticks to me, and I know my pastor shares it all the time, but every blessing comes with responsibility. There's a saying that goes, every answered prayer is a blessing that comes with responsibility. So don't want the first if you can't do the last. Don't want your prayers to be answered if you can't be responsible. You pray for somebody, you got to disciple that person. You pray for a new job, you got to wake up early. You pray for this, you have to be responsible. And God wants to bless our lives, but it needs to find you and I in position, being able to handle those blessings. It says the messages from the Lord were very rare. The opposite is true today. The Bible is still the number one selling book in all the world. Yet how many people spend at least 10 to 15 minutes a day reading or meditating or studying the words of life, even though it's the best-selling book? To this day, Leonard Ravenhill once said, this is Leonard Ravenhill. He said, people are saying that some are getting too heavenly minded, that they're no earthly good. But he goes on to say, the soul-shaking truth is that we are so earthly minded that we are of no heavenly use. In other words, we're so concerned with what the world has to say. We're so concerned with the here and now that we're not useful in building the kingdom of God. It's not that we're so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. It began to be the opposite. We're so earthly minded that we're no heavenly use. We need to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says, do not be filled with wine, which leads to debauchery. That word wine can be replaced with things of the world, with things of the flesh, with the pleasures of other areas. But it says, but instead be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Being filled with the fruits of the Spirit and joy, love, peace, kindness, long-suffering, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things there is no law. What he's trying to say is be filled with that which has true value and is found in the Word of God. And here this night, the Word of the Lord should not be rare. I believe that you and I should have an answer to those that need it, those that don't know the Word of the Lord. We should have an answer. We should be the answer. My favorite saying, there's a man of faith. He was along the lines of a reformer. His name is St. Francis of Assisi. And he was just a man that devoted himself to the faith in those times when the church was going as persecution and was just drifting off. And he stayed devoted to the Word of God. And his words always ring clear. He would say, always preach the Word. And when necessary, use words. In other words, our life should preach who Jesus is. How we live and how we exemplify ourselves. Yes, what we say, but most of all, our life. He said, always preach the Word of God, but when necessary, use words. Because actions always speak louder than words. And here this night, wherever you may be at, if you don't know him, you're not going to find me out in the bar, in the clubs, in those areas. At least not no longer. Everything's shut down anyways. But you can find me in the church house. And you can find us tuned in every Friday, Sundays. You can find us. As Brother Pedro was sharing, that we're still going to have life groups. Because we believe in building. We believe in reaching souls. We believe in what the Word of God says. We believe that the Word of God is not rare. That it's going to go forth with power like never before. That the Word of God is going to continue to be set free in lives. Are going to be saved. People are going to be rescued because that's the plan of Jesus Christ. My question here this evening as a believer, and if some are not, prayfully by the end of this message, you can understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we be guided by the Word of God. It was said of Martin Luther, the great reformer, that he was known by a saying that he goes on to say, I have a lot to do this day. I shall begin my first 3 hours in reading and meditation. That's who he was. And we all know what he did. He was a great reformer that led the church into what it was. He began every day with 3 hours of reading and meditation. But his results, we can see the product within his life because of the person. And he remained in the process. And here this night, I know there's some of us may have thoughts. I want to share a few scriptures that you can find for yourself in the Bible that you can just look up and have and hold within you, that if there may be fear going on. Psalm 23:4 reads, Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. If you need courage, Isaiah 40, chapter 28 through 31, it says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary. I can let you know here this night that I still get tired. I thought I had energy. My energy goes low, but I have to get with Jesus. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. If you worry, Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious about what's going to happen tomorrow, a job site or him or her. Don't be anxious. Awaiting and just waiting for news and biting your nails and watching TV or watching the news. The Bible says, don't be anxious about anything. It's interesting that the world can panic, but we can have peace. It's interesting that though the world may worry about money, our job was never to worry about money. It said that the early church never prayed for money. They prayed for souls. They never prayed for finances. They just prayed for boldness to preach the word of God. So what are we praying for here this night? Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There's so much more we can learn through the Bible, but these are just some that I wanted to share here this night that connect to maybe what's going on in our lives, in the world around us. And my message today is just very clear. In a time where the word of the Lord should not be rare in our lives, but sad to say that at times it's rare in our hearts. And I don't want to make the word of the Lord rare in our hearts. I want to make the word of the Lord alive within our lives, within our hearts. Jeremiah is the one that went on to say he was speaking to the Lord, and then he wanted to speak of the word of God any longer. He was going through trials. His family was making fun of him. People wanted him dead. And he was going through many persecutions. One time he was chased outside and beaten and naked. And he went to the Lord and said, I'm not going to speak your word any longer. That's enough. I can't do this. But then he goes on to say, your word is a fire that is shut up within my bones. Even if I wanted to, I can't stop. And here this night, that's the one area that can give us courage, the one thing that can keep continuous going for driving through whatever may be going on is the word of God that produces a fire within our lives. That here this night, I may not have all the money in the world. I may not have money in my bank, but I have the word of God within my life that continues to drive me, to motivate me, to continue to move me forward day in and day out, to find God's plan, to remain that person, being in the process, that I can be that product that he wants to make. And here this night, when I come to a closing, once again, I just want to thank everyone for joining us, for being with us. I pray that you stay tuned in, that you continue to join us. I want to leave you with these few thoughts. We don't need third heaven revelation, but we need daily application. I don't believe we need any third heaven revelation. I believe we need daily application. And how can I apply that, you ask, Pastor Felipe? It's simple. You can finish tonight by praying with your family. You can pray against the disease. You can pray for God's favor. You can pray for God's blessings. You can wake up tomorrow and read your Bible, applying the word of God. We learned about the process, we learn about the person, we learn about the product, but we have to apply these areas in our lives. Our job is to become God's product, to always have an answer in these difficult times. First Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as the Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." The word of the Lord should not be rare in these times we live in, especially with the people like you and I who have been saved by grace through faith. And again, here this night, I just want to thank you for joining in. And what I want to do right now is, if you find yourself, if you tuned in, if you're listening, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to lead you into the sinner's prayer. If you've never said this prayer before, you heard this message, and you want to have an opportunity to become that person. You find yourself in times of trouble. You may say, "Well, I don't know what to do. I may have fear. I may have panic, and I don't know what's going on." I want to give you an opportunity to respond to the message and to accept Jesus, just as I did at the age of 22, being lost and bound and not having any purpose, no direction. But I knew the day that Jesus came knocking at my heart. And ever since then, I've never been the same. I've never touched a drop of alcohol, smoked another cigarette. I cannot say a cuss word if you paid me to, because of what Jesus has done within my life. We're going to close out, and then we're going to end in prayer. Right there where you're at, in your hearts, you can pray with me. You can pray in your heart. Just say, "Jesus, here this night, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this moment. I believe that you died on the cross for all my sins, past, present, future. Here this night, I want to get to know you, to become that person, to remain in the process, to become your product. Enter my life. The name of Jesus." Father, here this night, I love you and thank you. I give you all glory and honor. I ask that you seal this message in all our hearts. Allow us, my God, to walk in your ways. I pray that you bless those that are listening. Bless those that tuned in. Bless their families. I pray of your covering. I plead the blood of Jesus upon their lives. I come against any sickness. By the blood of the Lamb, I cancel right now any attacks, any lies of the devil upon their lives in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any thoughts, any attacks. I rebuke any thoughts of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray of your covering, your protection, that here this day they may know they are your own special possession, that they may know they have victory that is found in you. That here this day I ask, fill us with joy unspeakable because of who you are. We thank you. We're still able to transmit, to hear your word, most of all, to apply your word. Heavenly Father, bless this night. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. God bless you here this night. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time.